Tom, each time you got a goal there by Lucas Sillinger, that had to be a heck of an emotional lift there on your bench. But Michigan Tech just seemed to have an answer back for each time.
Yeah, they did. They're you know, obviously a good hockey team. They did. They answered back. You're spot on, Schultze. And, you know, at the end of the day, guys played pretty darn good. And, you know, they just, again, they found a way to get the next one.
This is a whole lot different feel than last week's 5-2, isn't it?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, and, guys played their tails off. And, I mean, we did everything we had to do. I mean, the bottom line is they made strides. And, you play like this, you're going to win some games, and it's not an easy building. It's one of the top 10 teams in the country, and I thought, I mean, you want to if we convert on some of those breakaways and some of those other plays, I mean, Pietta played darn good.
You had a bunch of odd man rushes. You scored on two of them. They had one, and they scored on it. This game is frustrating when you get chances, you get odd man rushes, you get two on ones, and you can't get the thing on goal. It's deflating, isn't it?
Well, again, it's just the way it's hockey, and nothing's easy. Nothing's easy, and nothing's given to you. That's why it's the greatest sport there is.
We talked earlier in the week how good both of these teams' power plays were. I thought both penalty kills tonight were certainly up to the task.
Yeah, we couldn't give up that fourth one, and we did. That was a problem, and we got to come through. We got to come through, and we'll look at it and see where the breakdown was, but that's too bad that happened.
Lucas Sillinger with a pair of goals tonight. The guy's just flat out a playmaker, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's a good hockey player, and that first goal was a big one. Got us back in, and with 1.1 side, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue how much time was left on the clock. I looked up. I go, holy moly, you know.
To me, his second one was it kind of played out right in front of me. He was even with their guy, and before you could blink an eye, he was like two strides in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
How quick is he when he gets into open speed like
well,
that?
Well, that's what a lot of playing fast is finding open ice and finding spots, and Lucas has that uncanny ability of finding spots, and that's what hockey players do.
See you tomorrow night,
all right,
Coach.
Guy. All right, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Tech wins at 5-2, scoring an empty netter late.